Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to Affirmations, the Joy of Living. And my name is Becky. I'm a compulsive eater.
Hi, Becky.
And I am Carmen. I am also a compulsive eater.
Hi, Gee. Okay, we're going to open with the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thy will, not mine, be done. Amen. Okay, and I've asked John to read a vision for you.
I'm John, and I am a compulsive eater.
Hi, John.
A vision for you. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.
Thank you, John. Okay, so this morning what we're going to work on is something a little bit different. With affirmations, we typically in the past in our meetings, we have affirmations that we read, that we get off the internet, that we find nice, wonderful things to say, which is really positive and good. But what we want to do today is we want to find a place that we find our happiness, and we want to find a place where we can visualize that happiness, and we also want to find an affirmation of our own that is truthful, that we believe, that we know, that we can carry with us. And there's some real good information that you're going to get today on that. So what we're going to do is I'm going to start by reading to you the definition of affirmation and what the effect of the affirmation is. And then we're going to move into our first act of the affirmation. So the definition is, and it's pretty simple, the definition of affirmation is an act of affirming. So what does that mean? That's a true positive statement or thought when repeated often. It's a mantra. What does it do? It challenges me to overcome self-sabotaging and negative thoughts. I mean, that's huge. We talk about negative thinking as the largest part of our disease. So this is a method, and this workshop is to help us to overcome and move out of the negative thinking and into the positive thinking. So if you spend 1 minute a day, 1 to 5, but 1 minute a day, each day with the affirmation that you will leave today with, it will change your life. It will literally change your life. So that's the effect, that we get a life-changing experience with a true positive statement. Not just a positive statement, something that we understand to believe, to know is true. So the first act of affirming is to become present and to become aware of your body and just breathe. And so Carmen is going to show us, we brought breathing beads that we made. And you're going to use these beads to help you, all of us together, to help us to just get into a place of breathing. And she's going to show us how to use them. And they're here for you to take with you. So we're going to just become present and get comfortable. You don't have to sit in this format. You can move the chair anyway if you want to sit on the floor. If you're more comfortable standing, if you're comfortable with your eyes open, if you're comfortable with your eyes closed, sitting, lying down, however you want to get comfortable. Take a few minutes right now and just get yourself really comfortable. You could take off your shoes, whatever you need to do to feel not sleepy. We don't want anybody going to sleep. Not that comfortable. Relaxed, but a little bit stressed, okay? Relaxed, but a little stiff, so you're awake to become present. Question.
Alrighty. Hi, everyone. I'm Carmen. These are breathing beads. The way they work is for each inhale and each exhale, you move a bead. And when we're in a fear or something like that, we tend to breathe really quickly. Go. You hyperventilate that way. This is to help show you when you're doing something like that, when you're breathing too quickly. When we're trying to get into the present, we need to slow our breathing. We need to relax our bodies in order to even know that we're here. So in this exercise, part of this exercise is to use these. And for each inhale and exhale, you move a bead. So you inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. You do that until you get to the end, and then you just move them in the opposite direction. And we'll do that throughout this exercise. The breathing is the main part. You get in touch with your body through your breath. So if you would sit up straight, you want your back straight. One of the things that I've learned to do is to roll your shoulders forward and then roll them back and roll them forward and roll them back and hold them there, but drop the shoulders. You want your chest open, your heart open to be able to receive. Your feet flat on the floor. If you close your eyes, that's great. If you do not, focus on something not too far ahead of you and just start breathing and moving those beads. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. And while you're doing this breathing now, think about a place that's happy. Maybe in the past, maybe in the future, but a place that makes you happy. Brings you joy. It might be in the eyes of an animal, a person, or a place, the ocean, the mountains. Breathe in, move your bead, breathe out. Move your feet. Focus on that place that you found or that person. Keep breathing. Begin to experience that joy and happiness that you feel. Breathe in the joy. Breathe out any negativity. Now, as you breathe in, feel the muscles in your neck. If any of them are tight, loosen them as you let your breath go. Release that tension along with your breath. Breathe in the joy. Breathe out the tension. How does that neck feel now? Breathe in. Breathe out. Pay attention to your shoulders. Pay attention to your shoulders. If there's any tension in them, breathe in the joy, breathe out that tension. Focus on the joy. Just sit in that happy place. Now capture a picture in your mind of this place. Remind yourself that you can go back there anytime you want. All you have to do is close your eyes, breathe in, breathe out. I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When I reach 5, you'll open your eyes, you'll feel alert and aware and happy. 1, 2, 3. Breathe in, breathe out. 4, wiggle your fingers and toes. 5, you're all done. You can go back whenever you want.
Okay, now I'm going to hand out. Everybody feeling okay? How do you feel?
Great.
And how does it feel to be in that happy place? So I want you to think about your happy place. We're going to hand out a little card and a pen. I want you to write down your happy place on one side of the card. It could be a word that describes something that makes you think about your happy place. It could be a color. It could be a name. But I want you to write something down that reminds you of that place that you're thinking of, that makes you feel so warm and good. And I want you to remember how this feels. We're going to take a couple minutes right now and just remember how this feels to be in this really nice, happy, joyous place. If you want to come up and write down your joyous, happy place on this board up here to help get it into you, my place that I like is Tahoe. So I'm going to write that. It could be a place when you were a child, a place you've never been to, you've seen in pictures, a person. But I want you to take time to think about how it feels. how you feel when you think of your happy place. Take a deep cleansing breath. Use your beads. Breathe in. Breathe in that happy place. Breathe out any sad, negative thoughts, feelings, stress. So now we're going to talk a little bit about why we do this. When we have these other thoughts, this is a tool now that you have, a tool that scientifically will get you out of a negative place, which is the sympathetic place. The sympathetic place that our brain works, and there's a lot of scientific evidence. I'm not an expert. There's a lot of evidence out there and a lot of research that tells us that our brains will sit in a sympathetic place, which we know about fear, flight, fright, freeze, right? Those four F's. And that is the sympathetic place that we will react to when something happens in our life. We go to those one of those four. That's what we now can move out of the sympathetic place and move into the parasympathetic, which is hope, which is choices, which is a place where we actually can have better judgment and thinking and process. So what we're learning today is just a couple tools to take with us that can change that message. So when we are in a place of negative thinking, we can move out of the negative thinking and into that positive parasympathetic place in our brain. And it's called the neural pathways, and they are elastic. They call it neuroplasticity, but they move. So it doesn't matter how old we get or what's happened to us in our lives, we can actually have a positive impact and move from the negative to the positive. And how we do that is changing our brain's function. And how do we do that? By exercise. And this is an exercise. It's like we go exercise our bodies and our muscles. We need to exercise our emotions and our brain. And we can do that by going to that positive place whenever we're feeling unhappy, scared, fear, frozen, flight, or fight. We can say, oh my gosh, I'm in that place. I'm going to now insert my happy place that I thought about. And that's what your card's for. Your card is to pull out and say, oh yeah, and now I can move it over. If I practice and exercise 1 minute a day, I'm going to be able to change my pathway. I'm going to be able to become more joyous, more happy, more at ease, easier to make decisions that are better for me. So now, and the parasympathetic place that we're heading for, which we're aware of in our program, because we learn about this with our slogans and with our meetings, we want to get to that place where we hear our higher power. That's what I want to do. I want to hear God's will for me. But I can't hear God's will for me if I'm not present. So first I need to calm myself down. I can use my breathing beads to do that. And then I can ask God, what is your will for me? Help me to hear. Help me to see. So now when I go about my day, I'm in a place where I might have better judgment because I'm not coming from that sympathetic place of my brain, that fearful place of my brain. I'm coming from an open place where I'm listening, I'm present, I'm making better decisions, I'm hearing God's will. Okay, now I want you to go back to your breathing beads. I want you to just start breathing again. Breathe in. Breathe out. And if you don't have beads, Carmen's going to come through and make sure you do. Breathe in. Breathe out the negative thoughts, the negative feelings. Breathe in. Breathe out. Be aware of your body, your heart beating. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now I want you to start to think about a positive statement that you believe can be true for you, that you want to experience. May I be healthy and strong. May I be peaceful. May I be happy. Whatever works for you, what you would like. May I be healthy and strong. May I have peace. Be peaceful. You can shout out a positive statement if you want.
I'm Ed. I'm a compulsive eater. And anyhow, this morning, as I was waking up, I was thinking of a little class of sixth grade kids in Taekwondo, and they were talking about being smart, having a healthy body, and being a good friend. And that's, I thought, oh, that's see how in a nutshell. You know, we're trying to think healthy, we're trying to be healthy, and we're trying to be good friends with one another. So that's it. Thanks.
Do you want to write down your happy thought?
Oh.
You can write.
Thank you.
Does anyone else have a positive statement you would like to claim for yourself? Come on up here and claim it.
Good morning, I'm Patrice.
Hi, Patrice.
And I'm a compulsive eater. I'm retired. I signed up for yoga through the community college, and the title of the class was Yoga for Health. And it turned out that our instructor is 75. There are two 90-year-olds in the class, a 91-year-old woman and a 90-year-old man. And they keep right up with us. So first day the class started and the instructor got up there and we did some breathing exercises. And then she said, okay, now hug yourself and say out loud with me, I'm wonderful. I'm so wonderful. And that is my happy place. I am from New York originally, and the sarcasm just rolls out of me. And the first day she did that, I rolled my eyes and said, oh no, what did I sign up for? Am I really going to have to stand up here three times a week and say, I'm wonderful, I'm so wonderful? And I say it now with a smile on my face, because the affirmation of me being wonderful, when I say it, it happens to me. So I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrice.
And that's how it works. Would anyone else like to share a positive statement that you want to own for yourself?
My name's Nance. Happy to be here. Positive statement. Present and aware of my body. Happy with my body. Thanks. Butterflies are free. Surrendered to see how and program. Gifts, support, energized, blissful, serene. I have a choice. I process better. I have hope. I'm changing my function by exercising all parts of my body. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Positive statement.
Yes, that's better. Hi, my name is Debbie. I'm a compulsive overeater. You know, Tara and I just came in this morning, and you know, driving from a little distance away from LA and coming into LA, and the beauty of the morning was phenomenal. And now to come in and get these breathing beads, you know, lovely prayer beads, it's lovely, thank you. But I read something this morning that I thought was a huge message, and it's left a really deep message for me, and I think it's a message for this particular convention. And it says, there will be fabulous joy in the journey, as well as heart-wrenching pain. Anyone who offers you an easy path is to be mistrusted. Life is difficult and messy. There's no point trying to mask that or pretend otherwise. But every situation you encounter is in need of one thing, a holy moment. So it's a holy moment for me to be here and to just breathe with all of you. And it's about joy.
Lake Tahoe's here. Lake Tahoe's here, yep. Right down below it, 15 minutes to the lake. So,
nice. Keep us out.
And I've got an empty house. The kids have all moved out, and my husband's moved up. So, and I suffered years of depression, heavy suicidal depression. And even when they came out with Prozac, which was a wonderful pill, and people would see me and say, oh, Marcia's had her happy pill. And, I still had that pattern of negative thinking. It was ingrained within me. And I heard someone say, God, give me a glad and thankful heart. And that became my prayer. But it wasn't possible for me because I was patterned to think all this in the negative way. And I came in to see how. And my sponsor said, I want you to write down at least 3 gratitudes every day. And boy, that changed my life. Who would think that would change your life? But it has. And my mind is changing. I'm no longer 100% negative thinking. I think I'm moving down to more 90% positive thinking. And so my days are great. I mean, it's not that my life is great and things are happening. My husband passed. My twin isn't doing good. My grandson's gotten into heavy trouble. Kids, you know. But I don't have to focus on that because I can't fix it, for one thing. And I can focus on the good things in my life. And I have so many good things. And there's Debbie, who's just a wonderful person that I saw last year. And it's so good to be here. And you know, if you need affirmations, that cookbook has all those wonderful slogans in it. And I tell people, that's why I bought the cookbook, not for the recipes, but because it's got those good slogans. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to claim their positive statement? David?
Good morning, David, compulsive eater.
Hi, David.
And I guess my positive statement this morning is I forgive myself. You know, I've worked the steps in now 3 programs, and I'm on the 8th step. And I'm saying, I've made my amends to so many people, and I think I've made amends to everybody I can think of. This morning I was checking out the itinerary. I'm flying into Wisconsin today, very, very late. And I was reviewing that and found out that I was supposed to leave at 12 o'clock this morning. And so I had to go and change my flight. I lost the flight that I was a no-show for that flight, obviously. And so, like I was telling my sponsor, you know, I'm looking for a suitable punishment for myself, you know, for having made that mistake. And I just realized, but when we were talking here, I'm just saying, you know, my positive affirmation would be, I forgive myself for making that mistake. And I have the money. It's not like I can't afford it. God has given me so much, including financial security. So that's my affirmation. I forgive myself.
Anyone else? Okay, brother.
I'm John. I'm a compulsive eater.
I'm John.
And I already signed, so I figure I might as well share too. Anyhow, I put down mountains, but I just have to mention that, you know, I'm very, very blessed to have, you know, good health. And it's all due to this program because I came here 19 years ago. And I had given up alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, all that stuff. And after having done that for, 12, 14 years, it's like the food just was totally out of control. And my waistline got up into the 40s and when I was in my 40s. And so this was my solution. And it's helped a lot. And, you know, it's taken me a long time to really feel good about looking at the guy in the mirror and saying, wow, you look pretty good, or you're a good guy. And then I have to tell myself, well, first of all, as far as being a good guy, you know, my credit rating is over 800, so I'm trustworthy. You know, I do what I say I'm going to do. I suit up and show up. I sponsor a few people. Actually, they help me more now these days. But, I have good people in my life. My goodness, we've known each other. We raced to the literature table to get that food plan. Yeah. Ooh, got to get up there. You know, Becky and I. And so my life is really, really good now. Now, I have a bad temperament sometimes, and I wake up in a little restless, irritable discontent, but you know, I get on that phone bridge, 4 a.m. I've been doing that the last few years. And then I go do some exercise. And my thing was mountains because I love hiking up in the mountain. And I do that a few times a week. I live near Griffith Park. And, you know, every year I try to hike up Mount Whitney. I'm going to go in the middle of September. And I can do all these things because of this program, because I couldn't do anything. All I could do was roll out of bed barely, you know, and roll. And so, I went to a thing, and I mean, I didn't even want to wear a t-shirt or a tank top in public. And, you know, I went to a Pride thing out in Palm Springs, and I put on a pair of rainbow Speedos and a crazy hat at the parade. And people were taking my pictures. Well, Becky sees me on Facebook. And I had the balls to do that at 66 years old. That's how old I was last year. So, you know, I can do these things, and I don't have the shame anymore. And also, I have to remind myself, yes, I am a good person. I was blessed to be raised with good parents. You know, sure, they had their flaws, and there was a little dysfunction, but... And so all these things, you know, my life is really, really good, and it's because of this program. And if I walk out of here, I'm going to have a lot of problems. And anyhow, that's all I got to share, and I'm grateful for all of you being here because I can't do this alone. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Thank you. We've got time for a couple more. Anybody have a positive, their positive statement that you would like to share with us?
Great. Hi, everyone. I'm Carmen, compulsive eater. And, you know, I'll tell you that before I got into this program, I have been in another program for many years, and I did affirmations, kind of, but I wasn't happy about my physical body, and I know that when I was waking up in the morning, I didn't have any energy. I didn't have that joie de vivre, you know, just happy to be alive and all of that stuff. And I have always listened to many, many podcasts and stuff on the internet. And I was listening to one, and they had an affirmation that I changed around a little bit for me, and it has in the beginning for me, I wasn't real sure about it, and I was just saying it to get myself to start thinking in that direction. Today I'm there, and that's how affirmations work, first of all, for me. And that affirmation is, I am vibrantly alive. I'm ready to go and having fun every day. Thanks.
Oh, thanks, Carmen. Would anyone else like to share an affirmation? Got time for a couple more, and then we're going to move into this affirmation statement. So keep thinking about that positive affirmation statement that you're developing.
Jump up. I'm setting up.
Hello, everybody. My name is Janine. I'm very grateful to eat a food addict. Hi. Glad to be here. My mission is I'll be healthy and strong. Before the program, I'm 4 feet eight, and I'm now 4 feet six. I'm 71 years old, shrink. And I couldn't fit in the jeans. I was top heavy. I walked with a limp. And I would fall down. Oh, sorry. I would fall all the time. And then through the program, I have fibromyalgia and lupus, but I'm healthy, you know, today. And I got good friends in my life. And today I can fit my own skin. Before, I didn't like to look in the mirror. I was so big. Couldn't fit in no jeans, you know. I wear jeans a lot of times today. And through the program, I met many good friends. And the phone bridge meeting, really, I mean, I moved out to Rosemont. I used to live in Bellflower. Becky, years ago, I love her. And the phone bridge, it got me stronger. Really, is I get up every morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, and make sure I get there and read some type of service. And I used to be, like I said, just be in the house. Now I go to gym, exercise, and swimming, yoga, swimming, pool aerobics, and a lot of people say I don't look my age, you know. I feel good about myself today. Before, I didn't like to look in the mirror, you know, and my health is good. I don't feel sorry for myself. Went to a doctor about a month ago, and they said, are you sure you have lupus? I said, yeah, I have lupus. They said, because I know anybody your age that's still alive. And because a lot of people I knew that had lupus, they had kidney problems. I don't have no kidney problems. I have aches and pains, but this too should pass. And I feel good about myself because God has guided me. I'm in Rosemont, and I got three 12 steps working on four, really. I need all help I can get, you know. And it's through the grace of God and through the program. I'm recovering alcoholic, been sober 39 years, and I started going to meetings. But it was through how that I had to drink, through the grace of God. Because no alcohol, you know, and I'm back to good move, and I got a sponsor out there, Al-Anon sponsor, and then go to another place, you know. But Hal has saved my life, and I'm so thankful. The people here have been so helpful to me. I didn't know I had it. I thought I paid for my ticket, but I couldn't find it. You know, they didn't send me nothing. And one of the ladies here, here right now, Ruth, you know, and she was right there, helped me all along the way. So don't worry about it. You know, God takes her taking care of me. It is me out of the gates of hell. I am not a speaker. I just love you all. I'm grateful today. God has given me so much gift. And then one thing, I'm healthy and strong. I used to be in a mental hospital because of my drinking, had DTs, and I retired a year and a half ago from the same hospital. I was a psych tech there. And that's a miracle itself, you know. God has really gave me grace, grace. Thank you so much. Love you all.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. I love you.
You're like 23, 73. Thank you so much. Okay. Any one more, room for one more if you'd like to make your statement.
Hello, everyone. My name is Cheryl. And my affirmation word is courageous. And I was sitting in my seat asking myself, how courageous am I if I'm just sitting here knowing, you know, I want to share something. So anyway, the word courageous came from a 2011 convention that I went to. A lot of you probably already heard this story because I share it all the time on the phone bridge. Okay, I went to a convention in 2011, and the workshop, she said, write down something that you're struggling with. My word was fear. And then she said, write down another word that you'd like to change it to. My word became courageous. And she said, every time you feel fear, which I was in my seat right now feeling it, she said, imagine God giving you courage. So I've been practicing that since 2011 and beyond. And since then, I've been just exploring life, just enjoying life. I've been traveling, just doing anything that I want to do, anything that I felt fearful. And it just also reminded me when I first came in program in 2003, I remember I returned to school, and I saw a sign saying that they needed models. And I thought, oh, I would love to be a model in a fashion show. So when I finally went to the rehearsal, I saw all these young students and the fear started coming up. And so I made an outreach call. She said, Cheryl, just get through the rehearsal. And I did. I enjoyed the rehearsal. And then I got to the next one. The next thing I knew, I was, you know, on the runway, you know, modeling my outfit and everything. So, and then this past, this year, actually, we had a fashion show, a spring fashion show. El Camino College is my school, for those that are, you know, local. we had our fashion show, and my outfit, it won best of show. It was a crocheted piece. So I would not have ever been able to experience that if I had stayed in the fear. So I'm just really grateful that today God changes my fear to power, love, and a sound mind and courage. So I'm just really grateful. I'm grateful that, you know, all you went before me. So you let me know that it's no reason to be fearful to get up here and speak. See how it has taught me that, you know, most of us are, you know, pretty much the same. You know, we have, you know, fear comes up in all of us. If I didn't have fear, I wouldn't be able to experience the courage to get up and share. And so last night, I'm just really excited about getting up and singing those songs that we sang last night. It was just beautiful. And just being here and, you know, meeting great people that I hear on the bridge all the time. It's just magnificent. So thank you so much for allowing me to share.
Thank you for your courage. Thank you. Would anyone else like to share their positive statement that you're developing? And then you can own it. Yay. We have plenty of time.
Hi, I'm Diana Compulsive Eater. I'm from Austin, Texas. Glad to be here. So I wrote dogs up here, and on my card I wrote Abby and Honey. Because when we started thinking about our happy place, I right away went to my dogs. Because most of my life I've had a dog, and just recently, about the last month or so, I have two dogs. And that's different than having one dog. And they really get along well. And first thing, like 5:30 every morning, they start rolling around and chewing on each other's necks and stuff. And it's just really a great way to wake up. You know, they're happy. And sometimes they play tug of war. And sometimes I get on the floor with them. And it's really happy. But my affirmation is I am loved. And when I'm with my dogs, I feel that love. And when I'm with y'all, I feel that love. And sometimes when I'm alone, I feel love. Sometimes I don't, though. So it's an affirmation I need to remind myself of. That's all.
Thank you. Okay, so in As Bill Sees It, page 78, clearing a channel. During the day, we can pause where situations must be met and decisions made, and renew the simple request, thy will, not mine, be done. If at these points our emotional disturbance happens to be great, we will more surely keep our balance, provided we remember and repeat to ourselves a particular prayer or phrase that has appealed to us in our reading or meditation. Just saying it over and over will often enable us to clear a channel choked up with anger, fear, frustration, or misunderstanding. And it permits us to return to the surest help of all, our search for God's will, not our own, in the moment of stress. So this is what we're doing this morning, is we're giving ourselves a couple of tools to pull out, to practice, to exercise our brains, to move from that place of fear, frustration, anger, stress, to that positive place, so we can make good decisions for ourselves. We can be calm. We don't have to sit in that place of fear. That's a choice that we are now making to move. And we can continue, just like people have shared, as we continue to practice and exercise our brain, it will become more and more who we are, more and more how we think. You know, I didn't have courage. I practiced, and now I have more courage. And it continues to work right down that pathway. I'm healthy and happy. I'm healthy and strong. Before I came into CEA How, I wasn't healthy mentally, emotionally, or physically. I didn't think I was going to live that long. I don't think I really wanted to, you know. And today, I love my life. I love getting up and doing things that are around me, seeing people that I love, receiving love. I wasn't receiving love before this program. I was afraid you were going to hurt me anyway, so don't even bother. But today, I can receive love. I can receive it and feel it and give it. And that's awesome. So as you're developing your statement, I want you to turn your card over and put your statement on the opposite side. And if anyone does not have their breathing beads or cards, just raise your hand and we'll come bring them to you. Okay, so you're going, what's a breathing bead? We have beads there for you to take with you. And Carmen will go over again in just a minute how to use them. Really simple. It's just to help us become present. Like in our step 11, prayer and meditation, I used to think, oh, I don't have time to do that. I'm going to sit and pray. And it's about taking the time to be present. Not asking God for your Christmas list, but asking God to help you clear that channel so we can hear what his will is, so I can understand what I don't have to worry about what's best for me. I don't have to figure that out. I don't know. But I get to figure out how to clear that channel of noise that my head is telling me what I can't do, what I don't know how to do, and what I need to do. I can clear it so I can hear what God's will is for me, because that's what's best for me. And that's what we're doing with the affirmations. Okay, so Carmen's going to show us, walk us through. We're going to start breathing again, and then we're going, yes. Your positive statement that you've been thinking about and sharing about. So we have a place or a person or your dog's eyes, your grandchild's eyes, that place of happiness on one side of your card. And on the other side of your card is a positive statement, which is going to become your mantra. And what we're going to do every day is you're going to exercise your brain and your heart by just saying that mantra for 1 minute every day, just a minute every single day. And you're going to start to see how you're going to be able to then move from the sympathetic mode to the parasympathetic, where you're going to be able to move from a negative thinking to a positive thinking. And when you get into a place of stress or anxiety, you can think, oh, yeah, I've got a couple tools from that workshop. That wonderful place that I envisioned, it's right here. I can just think of that for a minute, and that will move me. That wonderful statement that I know is true because I developed it. I believe it to be true. I'm not trying to imagine, I want to be the Queen of England someday. You know, whatever. It's something that I know is true, that I am healthy and strong today. I will be peaceful. I will be at peace. I will receive love today. I will be kind. I'm a kind person today. You know, this nice statement that you're going to own for yourself. Okay, we're going to start breathing.
Okay, we're going to do this 1 minute exercise now that you have your positive statement. Nance, keep it simple. One of them. Gosh, if you do this every day for 1 minute, it will change your life. So just get comfortable, breathe in, move a bead, breathe out, move a bead. Go back to your happy place, breathe in, move a bead. Breathe out, move a bead. Think about your affirmation. Repeat it in your mind. Breathe in, move a bead. Breathe out, move a bead. Your minute is up. Didn't take long at all, did it?
So we've been exercising our positive emotional self. And you can go out in the world each day for 1 minute and change your life. And you're thinking, how does it work? It'll work. It'll work. So would someone please come and read the promises?
Francis, compulsive eater.
Good
morning. If we are painstaking about this phase of our development, We will be amazed before we are halfway through. We're going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. We will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. We will comprehend the word serenity, and we will know peace. No matter how far down the scale we have gone, we will see how our experience can benefit others. That feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear. We will lose interest in selfish things and gain interest in our fellows. Self-seeking will slip away. Our whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. Fear of people and of economic insecurity will leave us. We will intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle us. We will suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. Are these extravagant promises?
We think not.
No. We think not. They are being fulfilled among us, sometimes quickly and sometimes slowly. But they will always materialize if we work for them.
Thank you, everyone. Hey, thank you so much for coming out here. And we are joy. We are joy. We are family. I got all my sisters with me. Let's go, Cheryl. We are family. I got all my sisters. I don't know the words. Yeah, okay. Hey, woo. Our family. Come on, Cheryl, lead us. Yeah, and dance. Let's go. Family. Woo! Cheryl.
There you go now.
Courage! Courage!
Let's go.
Courage.
All right.
We are family. I got all my sisters and brothers with me. We are family. Hey, John.
Let's go.
Body. Hey, okay. We're all family. The Seahaw family.
Yay.
Go, John. Go, John. Go, John. You know, with those Speedos on.
Now we can close with the serenity prayer. Yes.
Let's all join hands.
And Debbie, do you want to close us out with the serenity prayer?
We can do it the way we do it in Idaho.
Oh, yeah.
Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thy will, not mine, be done. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.